Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Shadow Treasurer says the federal government needs to prioritise inflation in next week's budget. It's off the back of another pause to the cash rate at 4.35% and warnings of a possible rate rise in the near future. Angus Taylor says it's clear Labor's homegrown inflation is running rampant.
It's running wild. The Reserve Bank hasn't been able to address this. And frankly, if the Reserve Bank has the foot on the brake, it's necessary because this government has had its foot on the accelerator.
The police commissioner says online messages threatening violence at a Perth school have been posted through a hacked account. It comes as inquiries continue into the radicalised teenager who was fatally shot by police over the weekend, moments after stabbing a man in a Willerton car park. Israel is advancing on Rafah as it attempts to find Hamas militants believed to be hiding in the southern Gaza city. The IDF says it's gained control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing. It says Prime Minister Anthony Albanese raises concerns about the loss of innocent lives during the conflict.
We want there to be a sustainable ceasefire. We want the hostages should be released immediately and unconditionally.
GoFundMe pages raising money for the family of Perth brothers Jake and Callum Robinson have surpassed $420,000. The pair were tragically found dead in northern Mexico at the weekend. Three people have been charged as a murder investigation continues. To sport, Freo's Sean Darcy is a chance to play this Friday against the ladder-leading Swans. The ruckman was subbed out of Sunday's win against the Tigers with some low-level calf tightness. Sam Switkowski will also be tested at training this week as he recovers from concussion. Defender Jordan Clark is confident the team's five-day break won't impact their chances of winning.
To be honest, the boys love the five-day breaks because you don't train as much, less meetings, so it's great. We're all excited to get back out there. We all feel pretty good and, you know, coming off a strong win, spirits are pretty high.